All right, so if you work at home,
uh-huh,
should your company that you work for pay for things that you use at home, like your internet?
Mm-hmm.
Or should you have to pay for it yourself?
That's a great question, because if you think about it, normally at work, you don't have to worry about Wi-Fi because it's the company has Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. But when it comes to your phone bill, your internet, your office supplies, utility expenses, should your company pay for all that?
Yes.
Or would you be using internet, you know, furniture and utilities and all that if you were at work anyway?
No, I think because you're home and using that stuff for work, work should pay for it. They should pay for every single pen you have to pick up for whatever reason to sign something, every single Wi-Fi. If you had to buy a camera because you have to do Zoom meetings, literally anything you had to buy for work that you use for work, they should pay for.
60% of workers said companies should cover work from home expenses, while 30% said workers should pay. And I'm in that 30% where I think workers should pay.
Why should they pay?
Because if you're going to go out and get a job like right now and mm-hmm. you're not going to work, you're going to work from home, you're not going to say, I want you to buy this and this and this for me, and I want you to pay for this and this. They won't hire you. They'll find somebody else and say, I'll hire them instead.
So by your logic, when I go back into an office, I should bring my own chair and desk and bring my own laptop. Just anything I do, just bring everything to work that I'm going to be using for work. My own coffee maker, just bring all that once I go back to an office?
No, because you're paying to get to work. They're not paying you to get to work and your gas and your car insurance and your car. In your theory, they should pay
too. I'm not asking for gas or car insurance or any of that kind of stuff because I have to have a car anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have a car. I have to have car insurance. No, the thing is, okay, unless I'm a door-to-door salesman or do something with sales, if I sell for the company, I'm in my car as a salesperson,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they should pay for my gas and they should pay part of my car payments. Yeah, they should pay for that because I need that car to do my job.
Mm-hmm.
So anything I need to do my job, they should pay for. So if you say no to that, then that means once I go back to the office, I'm not going to use any of their anything. I'm not going to use any of their supplies. I'm going to always bring my own. I'm going to bring my own Post-its. I'm bring my own, and no one can use anything. I bring my own coffee maker. You can't use my coffee maker.
Mm-hmm.
It's mine from home.
I would agree with you if it was 10 years ago, and now companies are so cheap that they're not buying paper clips even at work. You know, 10 years ago, they were paying for gas for your car. If you were a salesperson, now they're not even paying for your gas.
You and I worked for a company where there were no cups. They had plates,
right?
But no cups. So if we had anybody come, like a guest or something, we wanted to get them water, we had to go bring them bottles of water. Because if not, we couldn't go get them a cup of water because there were no cups.
No, we had to show them how to make their hand like this.
Right.
To put the water in so they could sip it out of their hand.
Sip out of your hand. Yeah, like where like it's a stream.
Yeah. And coffee's a bitch when you have to put it in your hands like that. Because it hurts. Like, ow, 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 ow.
Trust me, you're going to want iced coffee.
Yeah, so companies aren't paying now. You know, good luck getting that Wi-Fi bill out of the company because they won't pay
it. But this is terrible because we know what this says. This says that I'm lucky to work for a company. They're making all the money and I'm just grateful to be there. You know, my talent, who I am, should have value to that company. And if they constantly make you feel like you can be replaced at any minute because you're just some random person who's just there to do a job and push some pencils and type some stuff, you know, it doesn't make you feel valued as an employee.
I don't think anybody feels valued as an employee.
Oh.
I don't. I mean, I think you go to work every day thinking this could be the last day I work here. You know, they could fire me for no reason. You know,
that's the big change. It's weird to go to a job and feel like they don't value you and you should not expect them to value you. Just be lucky that you have a job. That's a weird, but I guess that is where we are now. You're right. So I guess in that way, I would not expect them to pay for anything because if it's a choice between me pay for my Wi-Fi and not have a job, you know, I'll pay for my Wi-Fi to have the job.
Yeah, it's weird to talk to teachers and they say, no, I have a job. I just always have a job. So you're going to get a job. You're sure you're going to have a job next year? Yeah. That's weird to me. It's like, yeah. You can't get fired? What is that like? I don't know what it's like to go to work every day and think I'm not going to get fired today.
Yeah, but I know so many teachers who spend their own money on supplies for the classes because the schools don't have enough money for them. Or if they want to do something like unique or fun for their class, they have to go out and buy stuff. I mean, I've worked on so many charity events that the money goes towards giving it to teachers so they can buy supplies to be better teachers, which the school should be supplying that, but they don't.
I understand, but I would trade that for the ability to go to work and not know I'm going to get fired at 3 o'clock.
Right. That's a good point.
You mean you're not going to fire? Yeah. I'm being called to the principal's office and you're not firing me? You know, it's like now, if I walk into the general manager's office, I don't. I stand on the edge of his carpet and I make it known. He goes, why don't you come in here? I'm like, no, nothing good ever comes from me walking into the general manager's office.
Yeah,
I'll stand out here and we can yell to each other from across the room. If you don't like that, I'm sorry, but you can't fire me because I'm never coming into your office.
Right. That's good. That's good. Like if my boyfriend ever wants to break up with me, just don't ever be in the same room with him.
Right.
So he can't break up with me. Just keep running. I won't answer my phone. My phone died.
If you think your boyfriend's going to, well, you probably think that every day. But
every
if,
day.
If you think that, you know, today is the day it's going to happen, go stay with your mom.
Yeah, just keep avoiding him.
Yeah, we need to talk. No, I'm really busy with mom. I'll talk to you November 3rd. Can we talk then? Because I'm really busy.
And they keep putting it. Oh, sorry, I can't talk till December. Oh, sorry. You know what? Let's what are you doing in 2021? Let's put something on the calendar.